There's a man going around taking names. And he decides.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open 844-967-2789. Don't forget to download the Devil's Radio app, Apple and Google Store, from our website. Take it with you wherever you go this summer. Listen to your favorite shows and Devil Radio. Wherever you are, download the Devil Radio app. Well, there is a split occurring that's been a long time in the making, but it's occurring this week. The Republican Party is going to remove Liz Cheney from her number three position in leadership in the House of Representatives because simply she refuses to lie. And this is a dispute that you would not have foreseen a couple of months ago, right after the January 6th insurrection. Both Moscow Mitch himself, Mitch McConnell, he's the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, minority leader. Kevin McCarthy in the House, he's the minority leader, he's the leader of the Republicans there. Both put out statements blasting Trump. Moscow Mitch's was the most extreme and extraordinary, basically saying a federal prosecutor should go after Trump. He did that to justify the fact that he did not vote for the impeachment of Donald, for the conviction of Donald Trump for the insurrection. He said that's more appropriately handled in the criminal justice system. Kevin McCarthy was very, very tough. Well, that's it for Trump. I'm not going to deal with him anymore. And a couple of yahoos tried to squeeze out Liz Cheney at that time. There was a vote. Kevin McCarthy stood by her, said this doesn't make a lot of sense, and she survived the vote. So what has happened between then, January 6th, and now? The polls show that Trump is still popular in the Republican Party, and the Republicans will do anything to keep power. So they're going to squeeze out Liz Cheney and put in Elise Stefanik of New York, the 21st District of New York, up in the northern part of the state, rural New York up near the Canadian border. She does buy into the lie. She says that the election was crooked. Kevin McCarthy says the election was crooked. Now he says it. One Republican congressman was asked in confidence by the media, how many Republicans do you think really think it was rigged? And he said maybe five of them out of 208 or whatever, five of them. But hundreds of them are lying just to save themselves in primaries. And Liz Cheney put out a statement in an op-ed in Washington Post. She said, the Republicans are at a turning point. The Republicans must decide whether we are going to choose truth and fidelity to the Constitution. And Liz Cheney stood tall and she chose truth and fidelity to the Constitution. So did Mitt Romney. So did Ben Sasse. So did Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. But several hundred Republicans turned tail and ran to save their worthless behinds in primaries. They thought nobody is going to vote for somebody who thinks they're chicken and betrayed the Constitution. And that is what happened to them. This is a schism in the Republican Party. It's going to have massive consequences going forward for the foreseeable future. Going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Great topic. I think we got to give Mitch McConnell and Rush and Ron and McCarthy and all these guys an early retirement. And I don't want an early retirement. I think the Democrats ought to start a campaign. If you don't want to uphold the vows that you took to the Constitution and you come out flat and say, we are going to obstruct and investigate, we don't want you. The American people don't want you. If you take a poll on what I just said, I guarantee it's a majority poll, without a doubt. Majority poll. And if the Democrats are smart enough to create this campaign I'm talking about, they will isolate those people. And then they're young and shooting each other, and you know what I mean. It's going to be the downfall of this extremism. But if we point it out now, long before the elections get critical as they're going to get, and show people they took an oath to uphold the Constitution, they broke the oath. So therefore, they should not be in office. They also supported the biggest domestic terror attack on the Capitol in the history of our country. There was two reasons. They no longer needed to be in politics. So I think, and if you ever want to direct me to the right people in the party that could start a marketing campaign like this. Now, we all know more than likely that we won't get them voted out or recalled, but the mere attempt of trying attracts the press. And then the press feeds off what you're saying. The American public, if it's, let's just use the figure, 65% of the American public agree with me on what I just said. That marketing campaign will make it closer to 75, because you'll see some of these spineless rats jump ship again. Thanks for giving me the time to speak, and I really appreciate what you do. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day. Yeah, Bill, I think it's profound, and I think it's a good idea. The people, there are legislators that are listening to this show, and they can pick up on it, and I am going to pass that on. Because if you were to isolate it that way, Moscow Mitch, Ron Johnson, somebody like Kevin McCarthy, these are prominent names. And, you know, you can't gerrymander a state. You can gerrymander a congressional district and a state assembly district, state senate, but not a whole state. So Moscow Mitch and Ron Johnson are not in there because of gerrymandering. They're in there because somebody dumped some money in and they went through a campaign and the other guy didn't do the right campaign. But I think you've identified it right on the money. And that is, it really comes down to something very basic. Forget issues. I want a strong Republican Party as well as a strong Democratic Party to fight over things like taxes and spending. I want that. That's necessary in a democracy. But when you have one party that has betrayed its own tradition, you know, it does go back to Abraham Lincoln. It goes back to Dwight Eisenhower. It goes back to a lot of people, Ulysses Grant. It goes back to a lot of strong people. And they betrayed that, and they betrayed the United States. They are attacking the concept of an election itself. You know, a guy who wins Biden 7 million votes, 2 to 6 electoral votes. And they're saying that that was fraudulent, and they have a crooked audit going on in Arizona done by people who supported the insurrection. The leader supports QAnon. They're using ultraviolet to try to damage original ballots. That isn't America. That is not America. And I think the idea of a concerted effort, use those three as poster children for it, get them out. I think that would attract media attention. I think it's a great idea. Thank you, Bill. Going back to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend and co-host, one of my co-hosts here at Devil Radio, Pizza Box Mike. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Isn't that just like the Republicans to think that they're at the center of the universe and there's some kind of turning point? They're way past the turning point. It's a turning point for all of humanity and the planet. And it's still evident. I'm watching today where they're, all these talking heads are whining about, you know, people not going back to work. Hey, this pandemic proved to people that it's easier to just, you know, stay at home and just live a real, real reserved lifestyle. You can find work scabbing out for cash more per hour than going back to work for these corporations. It's a joke. And the minimum wage that we've been fighting to get to $15 since I can remember, I think I've been involved for 7 years now, it should be 20 and pushing 25 by the time we ever get around to it. We're going to see a crash this year. Hang in there.
Okay, Pizza Box Mike and everybody, Pizza Box Mike is my friend. He's my man. He has his own show at noon on Saturdays. Very popular show. It's worth listening to because he really talks very bluntly. Pizza Box Mike, noon on Saturdays. Yeah, a couple of things. I want to tell you something weird about the minimum wage. I remember when I was a delivery boy for a clothing store back in the summer of 1965, and I think the minimum wage was $1.25 an hour, and that's what I made. I thought I was rich. But by 1968, if you translate it into current dollars, in other words, inflation adjusted up for current dollars, the minimum wage was over $10 an hour, adjusted for inflation compared to now, $10 an hour. And right now it's a little over $7 an hour. It's gone down by 30% since 1968. And Pizza Box Mike is making the case that it should have gone up by a lot more, as he says. Now, you can argue about how far it should have gone up, but it should be more than seven something an hour. And, you know, the proof of the pudding is most employers are offering more than that. most employers are offering 15 an hour. They're offering signing bonuses now. And right now it's safe to go back to work for a lot of people. One of the problems was back during the pandemic when there were no vaccines, some poor guy has a job in a meatpacking plant at good wages, but he's standing there and people are coughing on him. Some of them are not wearing masks. It's very confined, and meatpacking employees down on the cutting floor were dying. I mean, a lot of them got COVID and they died. And that's what people are worried about. Now there's less concern. We're getting into the summer. There's a lot more outdoor stuff. Anyway, so I think we're taking a turn. I think that Donald Trump's ridicule of the COVID crisis, understating it, saying dumb things like, you know, prescribing hydroxychloroquine. He's not a doctor, you know, joking about injecting it in your veins. But a lot of people didn't take that as a joke. And some went to emergency rooms having injected bleach in their veins. Holding events pre-vaccine where people got, you know, Rudy Giuliani got COVID at one of these. Trump got COVID at one of these. So did two of his sons. So the guy that worked in the White House and had part of his leg amputated. You didn't know that, did you? Some people suffered amputations because of COVID. That's what happens to them. And a lot of others, they had blood clots. They had various kind of blood disorders in their inner parts, their heart, their kidneys, their liver. And he made light of it, said it was not a big deal. And then when he himself got vaccinated, he did it on the sly, because he's tried to appeal still to the anti-vaxxers. So now the COVID situation is being handled right. Unfortunately, you have some anti-vaxxers. I don't have a lot of sympathy with anti-vaxxers. Everybody can get a vaccine. Get the vaccine. But then getting back to what we said about Liz Cheney, she's a fine person. She has integrity. And she said the Republicans must decide whether we are going to choose truth and fidelity to the Constitution. That's a no-brainer. Of course you should choose it. She chose it. Mitt Romney chose it. Most of the Democrats choose it. And Republicans in their heart choose it, but they are chicken and don't want to be beaten by Trumpites in a primary. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And penny pounds.